Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We at Accessible World want to welcome you to our Tech Talk training session of February 2, 2009. I want to urge all of you, if you can, to stay around until after the questioning. I have a major announcement to make and to discuss with you. Thank you. Realizing that this program is to provide needed information to our deafblind friends, Accessible World will provide a written transcript of the text of our speaker's presentation tonight, thanks to the assistance of a very dear friend. When we have the transcript on our website, we shall notify our deafblind friends and, of course, HumanWare, who's making the presentation. Greg Stilson highlights HumanWare's deafblind communicator that opens communication lines for the deafblind on Tech Talk. Most agree that every person should have the opportunity to fully access the world around them and have the freedom to build lasting friendships and a happy and productive life regardless of physical disability. Making it happen for the deafblind has been a long and frustrating journey. However, those attending this week's Tech Talk online event will learn from a highly qualified presenter and trainer, Mr. Greg Stilson, HumanWare's product and support specialist, how his company has used its technological expertise to design a product that significantly opens their lines of communication. The Deafblind Communicator, DBC, offers the deafblind population a truly portable, multi-functioning communication device consisting of a standard HumanWare Braille note with specific software installed and a cell phone for a face-to-face companion. The communicator provides several ways for a deafblind user to communicate. Using the DB companion, the user can easily communicate in virtually any face-to-face environment with a sighted peer. The built-in modem enables the DBC to operate as a standard Braille TTY, and by using the DB companion cell phone capability with a SIM card, the deafblind population can now utilize short message services, SMS, technology. For the more advanced user, with the use of a high-speed internet connection, the DBC software incorporates an XXPP messaging client, which allows anyone with a Google Mail, Gmail, account to engage in an instant messaging conversation with other Gmail users. Gmail is quickly becoming one of the largest web-based email providers, and with its Google Talk PC client, that is available to everyone, DBC users can carry on conversations with both people using a PC for messaging or with other users of the DBC. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to turn the microphone at this time over to the Vice President and Products Manager of HumanWare, Mr. Dominic Gagliano. Welcome, Dominic, and he will introduce our speaker for this evening. Let me unlock this for you.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been an exciting 2 months for us when we first started shipping the DBC late in November. As many people may know, Bob, we've worked diligently with Washington State Office of the Hearing and Deaf, Office in developing this product and meeting their specs. We've introduced it to the market. Greg has been very instrumental in the beta testing and has assisted me in many presentations that we've done, and I'm very pleased to turn the program over to him as he is the expert on this product and will answer your questions as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Dominic. Thank you, Robert, for everything that you said earlier. It was a good introduction here. Part of the thing that I wanted to start off with is just what I have on the text side of the screen here is I just have an outline of kind of what I'm going to talk about, and it's all done with headings, and so what we're going to do is we're just going to go through, and I'll highlight on different parts of this. What I want to do, kind of to break it up a little bit, is I do want to have questions and such, and what I think I'm going to do is take some questions on individual sections so that we keep it a little interactive. I know that you guys would love to talk or listen to me talk for an hour, but I'd like to kind of hear your feedback as well, and definitely want to answer your questions. So. And then, of course, we will have time for some overall questions at the end. So if that's all right with everybody, I think we'll get started here. So what I wanted to start off with is sort of the history a little bit of background on deafblind communication. It's been, as Robert said, it's been a long road, and it's been to the point where it's been a very frustrating situation for deafblind users. There are products out there, there have been products out there that have been semi-successful, and there's been products that really have not, and just they really haven't fit the bill for what a deafblind person needs for effective communication. And we did a lot of research with the Washington State Office of Deaf and Hard of Hearing, and we really did a lot of focus groups and wanted to make sure that we got as much good conversation out of that, and then good influence by the deafblind community. We had a lot of focus groups and things like that that really gave us an idea of what this population was looking for, and that's kind of where I wanted to start out. The products, the deafblind population has been using products that, because the last real successful and effective way of communication it's been out for quite some time now. They're using products that are, if you look at it, around 15 to 20 years old almost. And these products are starting to fail. People are trying to keep them on life support in order to keep the communication up, because it's really they've found to be the last really good communicator available. And these products are no longer serviced and things like that. And so that was basically the purpose for designing this product, is it's time for an effective solution that really kind of is multifunctioning, as the introduction talks about. So enter in the deafblind communicator. The deafblind communicator, as the description shows, it consists of a Braille Note Empower, which is known for its ease of use, and really just it's one of the most well-known note takers out there. And we figure that why reinvent the wheel if we've got a product that people can pick up and use with minimal learning curve? We don't want this to be a difficult product to use. You want to be able to pick up the deafblind communicator and have a conversation as soon as possible. And so in this situation, we have the Braille Note Empower. When it's shipped to the user of the product, it's coming in what's called basic mode. It has two modes, a basic and advanced mode. And the basic mode just completely consists of the deafblind communicator. There's no other KeySoft applications. You're not dealing with email, internet, any of that. All the user wants is to be able to have a conversation, to deal with straight up communication, and that's all they want to do. And so that's the mode that it's shipped in. The user does, once they feel ready, they do have the ability to switch into advanced mode, as I'm going to get on later on here. But in conjunction with that Braille Note Empower, we have the face-to-face DB companion, the deafblind companion, which is a cell phone, but when it's shipped, it's not shipped as a cell phone. It's shipped as straight up just a Bluetooth companion. And the reason being is if somebody doesn't want to use it for a cell phone capability, we don't want to force that obligation on them. And so when you get the device, it's shipped just with as a Bluetooth companion. So what the deafblind communicator consists of when you're dealing with it is just a Braille Note and this Bluetooth companion, which is a cell phone. The cell phone is one of those slide-out keyboards, so that the companion will be able to be used by the sighted person that is going to be in a face-to-face conversation. And everybody nowadays, well, not everybody, but the majority of people now are familiar with text messaging and things like that. And so the reason we picked a cell phone was we needed something that was going to be portable, easy to carry around, could be multifunctioning, meaning that you were able to have it have a conversation with a sighted person, whether you're standing up, sitting down. There's been other products out there that you practically needed a cart to get in, you know, to lug around the whole communication, and you can call that face-to-face if you, you know, have a mode of transportation to get it around. So we wanted something that was portable, and then also something that's familiar. If you're a deafblind person and you're walking into a grocery store and you have to hand somebody a monitor and a keyboard, they're not going to know what to do. They're going to become an instant technophobe and have no clue on what to do with this. So when you're dealing with a face-to-face conversation, you want something that's going to be such a limited learning curve, meaning that I can hand it to anybody, and within about 30 seconds, they're going to be able to know what to do with it. And that's where this cell phone comes into play. Everybody sees cell phones. Yeah, this is a little bit more high-tech cell phone, but what's nice is that when you start off the face-to-face conversation, there's a message right on the screen as soon as the deafblind person activates the mode that pops up on the screen, and there's also an auditory message that comes out of the cell phone speakerphone that says, "Hello, I'm deaf and blind. Please use this device to communicate with me." And on the screen, it shows a picture of the enter key. It says, "Type your message and tap this key when complete." So it walks the person through immediately how to do this. And like I said, usually when we've done trial runs with the device, it's been within 30 seconds of handing it to the sighted person. They understand what to do with it. And in this situation, when I've gone out and handed it to people, and if they don't know how to do the texting, let's say you're standing in line or something like that, there's always some kid, some 17-year-old, 15-year-old kid that's out there that's able to, you know, see this device and go, "Oh, well, you know, I text, I know how to do this." I've had somebody behind me in line when I was doing this turn to the clerk and said, "Just let me see that once," and they were able to have the conversation. So it's a universal technology that's really recognizable, and that's kind of what we were going for. So with the face-to-face conversation, I'm just to kind of give you a role play, me as the deafblind person, I can walk into any location, I can hand this device to the clerk or to whoever I'm dealing with, and as soon as I initiate the conversation from the Braille note side of things, the deafblind communicator, that message pops up and we are instantly having a conversation. I will type a message to them, I'll press the enter key, it'll show up on the screen and make a little bling to draw their attention to it. They'll look at it, type a message back to me, and it'll show up on my Braille display on my Braille note. So that essentially is face-to-face conversation. Any questions from there about face-to-face? I know I kind of flew through that.
This is amazing. Are there any questions? Please give your name and ask your question. Where you're from might be interesting. Those with who want to text chat, hit F8. Write your question and enter, okay? And Ron will be looking for him up there, or Dominic, whichever gets it first. But Ron can do it. Ron will look for it. Okay, any questions here first? I got a million of them, but I'm going to let you guys ask first. What? No questions? One more time here, and then I'll ask mine. Okay, Greg, so in other words, this is really between the deafblind person and the sighted world or community mainly, right? And but this can really open the world to a deafblind person. He goes to the doctor, the nurse gets this thing and it pops up on the screen and the messages and so forth. Is this basically what this DB Companion is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is incredible to see the reaction. And it's so funny because on a daily basis, you and I and anybody else who has face-to-face conversations like this take it for granted so immediately that we can go in and say, "You know what, my stomach hurts," or "I need to buy this," and something like that. We don't have to have an interpreter that knows tactile signing, or we don't have to have a translator available in that situation. To be able to go out and just have a conversation with somebody and have that freedom is something that is just... It's amazing to watch now, just because I never realized the situations that people really saw when they, you know, you have to plan ahead so much when you're dealing with conversations that are face to face.
Good evening, Greg. Walt Kramer in Duluth, Minnesota. I must have missed it. What is it like on the side of the deaf-blind person when someone responds to what they are asking by typing into the screen and then pressing enter? Are there options in terms of what kind of feedback the person gets, Braille or something else?
Yeah, being a deaf-blind person, you're only going to be using the Braille display. If for training purposes, we do have the ability to turn the speech on and things like that. But just going as a deaf-blind individual, you're only going to be using the Braille. And what we did is, those of you who are familiar with instant messaging and things like that, when the other party of the conversation is talking to you with instant messaging, you always have that little notification saying so and so is talking, letting you know that they're typing. Well, a deaf-blind person has no idea if that the sighted person is typing or is staring at this DB phone in complete confusion. So what we did is every time that a key's touched on the phone, the far right Braille cell, the last Braille cell in the display, will flicker, telling you that there's notification, there's communication coming from the other side, so that you're not just kind of standing there wondering if any person's talking to you. Just to let you know, when the product is shipped, we do have a tether that you attach to your belt, and the other end attaches to the phone, so that when you hand it to the sighted person, they're going to have to take you with them if they're going to take and walk off with the phone. So it's not like the phone can just go and get out, walk away. So,
yeah, when you say that the last cell flickers, do you mean that some dots in the refreshable cell come up, and that's how you know that something is going out?
Yeah, correct. Every time a button's pressed, that cell will flash all 8 dots on the cell.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Greg, this is Kevin Chow. I have a question about, will it run only on a PK, and also if it, I know it runs on Ampere for sure, will it also run an 18 cell, or is it irrespective of how many cells the unit actually has?
Nope, the DBC will run only on an M-Power, and that runs on 18 or 32 cell. It doesn't matter the cell size, but because, and I'll get into that when I get into TTY conversations, the DBC, because the Braille on M-Power has the built-in telephone modem in order to connect it to a landline, this product only will work on the M-Power.
Hi, this is Rich Cavallaro. What about KeySoft versions? I assume 7.5 or greater?
Yeah, correct. 7.5 or higher.
Back to Walt's issue, when I write, how are you, I'm texting it, I gather, they're going to be able to read the words, right?
Yep, correct. If I'm typing on my DBC and I say, how are you, and press the enter key, a message is going to pop up on that cell phone screen saying, how are you. It'll actually say, they say, how are you. And then the sighted person then will text back, saying, I'm great, how are you? And on the screen of the DB phone, it'll say, you say, I'm fine, how are you? On the Braille note, on the Braille side, your screen, your Braille display, your entire display will flash twice, meaning that dots will pop up. All eight dots in every cell will pop up twice, telling you that a new message has been received and that you need to start reading it.
Does it come out in what kind of Braille? Grade 2?
Whatever the user wants. And as I'm typing, I can type in grade 2, and it'll do back translation to standard text, or I can just type in computer Braille if I choose.
Hi, Greg. This is Cindy from Georgia. I have a cell phone running Talks, and I'm blind. Would there be any way that they could talk to me using the DB communicator and then my cell phone?
No, unfortunately, it's restricted to the model of the phone and to the software that we put on this phone. It's specific software that's tied into that model. And that's why we sell the package as one deal.
Okay, if I have an M-Power and I'm deafblind, can the cell phone be attached at a less price? We're going to get to price eventually. Or I know you mentioned modems, one and then the advanced mode and such, but let me shut up and let you answer it. If I have an M-Power, is it easier to get the cell phone and the companion connected to it at a cheaper price?
Yeah, and we'll get into price later on. I'm going to have Dominic. Dominic can discuss the pricing later on. He's the pricing guy. I'm the computer nerd guy, so I'll let him handle that. But yes, in response to your question, we do sell the DBC in two ways. We can sell it as a all new standalone DBC that's purchased brand new for the people who are not BrailleNote users, or for those deafblind users who are BrailleNote users, we sell an upgrade kit that is separate software that you can install on your BrailleNote, and then you'll get just the phone and the rest of the accessories as well.
Okay, before we move on, Ron, are there any questions on the screen, please?
There's a question from Kelly Burma. He said, I saw the release on Friday regarding Keysoft 8.0. What enhancements will be brought to the deafblind communicator? One of the obvious enhancements will be KeyChat. Will KeyChat be compatible for AOL Instant Messenger users? Question. I ask in my experience, the deaf community in general uses AOL Instant Messenger, as there has historically been a relay service identified by a screen name.
Thanks, Ron, for reading that. I appreciate it. As of right now, and I'll get into KeyChat later on when we talk about instant messaging in advanced mode, but Keysoft 8, like I said, this will work with other Keysoft 7.5 or higher, so you will have the functionality if you decide to go into the advanced modes of Keysoft. You will have all the functionality of Keysoft 8 once that's available. However, in regard to KeyChat, we're using a different version of the protocol that instant messaging that AOL uses, and as of right now, they are not compatible. We're using XMPP, which is a really up-and-coming protocol. Google Talk and Gmail are taking it on board and are really kind of running away with it right now, and there is there's communication right now between AOL and Gmail and Google to combine the efforts and make the two talk, but as of right now they are not compatible, but there's constant communication between Gmail or between Google and AOL to get that going. And like I said, we'll go into that later, but at this point I think we're going to stay on track with the DBC and leave Keysoft 8 to a later time, I think.
Okay, why don't we move forward, Greg, unless you want to add. Let's just move forward, if you will, please.
Sounds great, Robert. So a couple other points about face-to-face, and we're going to kind of go into little offsprings of the face-to-face. There's a lot of situations where deafblind users are going to be in classrooms, they're going to be in lecture halls, things like that, and having an interpreter there, signing is obviously very time-consuming and also very stressful on the interpreter. Interpreters have to switch off, I believe it's every 20 minutes, and so you have to have several interpreters, or at least two interpreters there switching off. And when you're dealing with a lecture hall, if you're dealing with a deafblind communicator, that person is not going to want to be texting the entire time on a little cell phone. So we came up with a couple solutions. When you are sold a deafblind communicator, when you purchase that, you will get a little keyboard that will plug in to the USB port on the BrailleNote. And for longer conversations, it's going to be much easier to type on this keyboard for the interpreter than it would, or for the sighted person, than it would be to text. So you'll still use the DB phone's, the companion screen, for your visual output, so that when the deafblind person types to the sighted person, the message that they're saying will come out on that screen. But rather than typing on the text pad on the phone, the sighted person will be typing on a standard keyboard that's plugged into the BrailleNote's USB port, and those messages will also show up on the DB phone's screen, but they will also show up on the Braille display as well. So you're dealing with a much faster ability to type when you're using that kind of keyboard. It makes interpreting a lot easier than if you were going to text or do tactile signing. So that's the first way of doing longer or having longer conversations. If you you also have the ability to do what's called PC face-to-face, meaning that if you have a computer and you're near a laptop, let's say, or whatever you're doing, you can plug in the BrailleNote with the serial cable into the PC and use a hyperterminal on XP machines, or you can download a terminal program like I think it's called PuTTY, P-U-T-T-Y, on Vista machines, and you will be able to basically have an instant message session back and forth with the Braille note, or with the deafblind user on a standard PC. And so the sighted person will type on the PC's keyboard, their information will show up on the PC's screen, and then the deafblind person will also see their messages come through on the Braille display, and their messages that they type to the sighted person will pop up on the PC screen as well. So you're basically having, like I said, a much easier conversation if you're going to be having a lengthy communication with that sighted person. So PC face-to-face, like I said, these are going to be used in lecture halls or if you're going to have a really lengthy conversation. And then the last real face-to-face solution that this offers is DBC to DBC. If you have two deafblind people in the same room, and they both have deafblind communicators, we can use the Bluetooth capability not to communicate with the cell phone anymore, but to actually communicate with the two Braille notes. If I'm sitting in the room, I'm a deafblind person with a friend of mine, I can actually search for their DBC unit, and I can start having a conversation via Bluetooth if I'm within 30 meters of them. And we can have conversations every time that they type a key on the keyboard. That last cell in my Braille display will pulse, showing me that they're communicating with me. As soon as they hit the enter key, my display will flash, telling me a message is available, and I can respond to them. So having the capability to have a conversation between two DBC people, two deafblind people, without having interpreters in the room is really incredible sometimes, just to see that happen. I've seen it when we've been showing the device, and it's really exciting for the users. That's the rest of the face-to-face aspect of the DBC. So any questions before we go into TTY?
Well, as a blind person, I'm talking to a deafblind person. I realized the last way was really great for two deaf... Well, let's see. Two deafblind people can certainly, but as a blind person, I'm talking to a deafblind friend. Did you say that I could hear the speech through the cell phone, that I could hear them respond? Because I wouldn't have Braille in front of me. They would. I can type on the keyboard. I love that keyboard, by the way. But they could write to me and it would respond in speech on the cell phone. Am I correct on that?
No, actually, it's only going to show up in print because we designed it specifically for PC or for face-to-face communication with the sighted community. The beautiful thing about the DBC to DBC aspect is if I'm a trainer or if I'm a blind person who has a DBC, and this is what I've used in presentations, which is just floors me every time I do it, is I obviously don't know tactile signing. I'm a blind person myself, and I'm doing demonstrations of this product. It's something that I would not be able to have a conversation with that deafblind person without an interpreter in the room. But instead, when I'm here, I have my DBC here, who I'm presenting with. I will be able to talk to my deafblind, the person I'm presenting to, through their DBC. And we're able to have a conversation. They're able to ask me questions about the product. All I have to do is originally get them into the DBC to DBC mode, and we're away we go. I'm able to have a conversation with them instantaneously.
I'm sorry, we weren't hearing you. I was just going to say that's just incredible. Amazing. Okay, let's try another question, please.
Dominic, I hope that you can hear me. I was going to add that in addition to the DBC to DBC, as Greg said, we could use the DBC to a PC. And in that case, a blind person could use a screen reader on the PC with a Braille display or with speech output, or in many cases, a low vision person could use the PC with screen magnification, using the PC or laptop to communicate to the person using the DBC. So that's another means of communication. Another thing that we're doing is including an external USB keyboard, and that also plugs into the DBC. So if you're in an extended meeting or having a long conversation, rather than using the mobile phone, you can use this somewhat portable USB keyboard. It's about the same size of a laptop keyboard, so it makes communication a lot easier if you're having a longer conversation.
And one part of the PC face-to-face that is often overlooked is when you're doing, if you're having a conversation, let's say, with a deaf person talking to a deaf-blind person, that PC face-to-face aspect is also really useful in the regard that they'll be able to see exactly what the deafblind person is typing to them on a PC as well. So you're not just dealing with with the blind person or the sighted person, but the deaf population can also be we conversing with that deafblind person.
Kelly brought up a very good question, and that is, are you able to save the face-to-face conversations in a file in advanced mode? And I believe in both modes, both the basic mode and the advanced mode, the conversation can be saved and reviewed at a different time. So that's another valuable piece if you need to reference communication with a counselor or a doctor or something like that. And the keyboard is not foldable. We looked at trying to support a Bluetooth keyboard, but we felt there were too many things going on, and we wanted to have the Bluetooth connection from the phone to the DBC as reliable as possible without throwing in another Bluetooth device. But the keyboard is actually about the same footprint as the Braille Note, so it's very portable. And then there's another question, what about if a mobile phone has a screen reader on it, it's such as Talks and Mobile Speaks, then maybe depending on how the program is designed, it may be able to hear what is on the screen. I do want to repeat that we install our own communication software on the phone. When the phone turns on, this software takes control of the phone. You cannot close the phone, the communication application, and use other applications on the phone. So the phone is used strictly by a sighted person to do communication, and the phone doesn't have any other capability. So, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong on anything, please.
Oh, I will, Dom. Don't worry. What Dominic said was absolutely correct. When you're dealing with, just starting real quickly with the saving the conversation, absolutely. Oftentimes you're going to get a phone number or an address that's really important. You're going to want to save that information, and you can do that instantaneously by choosing, as soon as you close the conversation, it prompts you, it'll say, do you want to close the conversation or save it? And you can just hit the save. It'll save it. Not only will it save it, but it puts a time and date stamp on it immediately, so you know exactly when that conversation happened.
More questions, please, at this time. Hey, Greg, I think we can move forward. I think we're covered with text chat. I think the gentleman would have commented there.
Sounds great. The next point that I want to talk about is TTY conversation, and this is one of the most important parts that we really looked at, is we needed something that we wanted to make this, like I said, a multi-device. And when you're dealing with TTY conversations, you want something that is reliable, something that you're going to be able to have a great, an easy conversation. We didn't want anything, we don't want you memorizing a lot of commands in order to do it. So just like your standard KeySoft operating system, you're going to enter the TChat menu, and you'll hit the space bar. And one of the options is TTY. As soon as you hit the enter key on it, it prompts you for the phone number that you're going to call. And with the Braille Note connected to a standard phone line in your house, an analog phone line, you will be able to contact any relay service. You'll be able to contact another TTY. Or if you have a friend who's using a DBC plugged into their phone line, you can contact them as well and have a TTY conversation, just as you would having a standard TTY conversation if it was just a deaf individual. So, and just as I was talking about before, you'll see that pulsating cell on the far right side, on the right side, whenever there's communication coming in, so that the you as the deafblind person waiting for a response knows that there's communication coming on the other end. One of the things we wanted to do as well is, like I said, make it as easy as possible, and by doing that, we included commonly used phrases. So if there's something that you say a lot, especially in face-to-face conversations, if you say, like, I would like, or my name is so-and-so, you can actually save those commonly used phrases in a list and just pop them into your conversation whenever you want to use them to speed the process up as well. Now, a lot of you are probably saying, if you're deafblind, how do you know when the telephone's ringing to pick it up with your TTY? The DB phone is used in conjunction with the Braille Note in this situation as well. If you're within 30 meters of the Braille Note, the phone will vibrate, telling you that there's a conversation or there's a call coming in. On the Braille display, there's going to be a message that says incoming call, and the far right cell will pulsate, telling you there's a call coming in. Let's say you're out or you're too far away from the Braille Note or whatever, the Braille Note will prompt the the caller to leave a message. If they're calling through relay, the operator then will be able to leave a message on the Braille note. When you go back, it'll say you've missed a phone call, you have X number of messages, and you'll be able to read those messages and call those individuals back. As I said, when you're placing a call, you will, just so that you know the call is going through, that far right cell will pulsate every time you hear, you know, a hearing person would hear the phone ringing before the person picks it up. Every time that happens, that cell will pulsate, letting you know there's a call going through. So our goal was to try to get as much interaction and as much tactile interaction at that point so that there's no confusion on what process is going on at what time. So TTY is, like I said, one of the more straightforward aspects of this device, but it's also something that needs to be extremely reliable, and that was something that we really put a lot of effort and take a lot of pride in, is the ability to have a really simple TTY conversation. Any questions about that?
Okay, any questions? If we see something on the screen, please sing out here. We're just stunned. I think it's just amazing what you guys have done. This is just wonderful.
There's a question from Linda, from Lynn Evans. Will it work with an IP phone, voice over IP, was the question.
As of right now, we wanted to make sure that the TTY analog line communication is working. As of right now, there's not there's no available communication with if you have data over that line. For instance, let's say you're dealing with I at my house, I have DSL, and so I have to have those little filters on my DSL line. We're doing some research on some IP solutions and things like that. And as we've talked about before, this is the first go around of this product, and so we're still taking advice from deafblind users, and we're definitely putting that into account. So as of right now, though, the main purpose was to get it working just very steadily with that analog line.
Yes, so with the TTY unit, can you communicate with a regular person, like who doesn't have a TTY, who just has a regular phone line?
Yep, absolutely, and that's one of the things that I demonstrate the most is, as a deafblind user, I would call a relay service by typing in 711 as my phone number, and I'd be able to call any hearing person through that relay operator. So I would talk to that relay operator with my TTY, I would type to them, they would speak it to the hearing person, the hearing person would then speak their message back to the operator, who would then type it to me on the TTY.
This is Dominic speaking. The baud code rate that is used for the TTY is really slow, and it's something that we've tested in the U.S., and it's actually a different rate in the U.K., which we've been working with as well. And so you really are forced to use an analog line. If there's high-speed internet or DSL, it really interferes with the communication that's going directly to the TTY. As Greg said, the DVC can go directly to a TTY. We could use the TTY to call the DVC. The phone vibrates. It asks you if you want to answer the phone. The Braille note in its TTY mode also has an answering machine, which is very nice. You can customize your message saying you're not available, and it will also let you know that you've missed calls. One of the other things that we tested, and I'm not sure if Greg mentioned this, when we were at Helen Keller National Center, we've used NextTalk, I believe. It's a TTY program that actually runs on the PC, so even though you're dialing a phone number from the DVC, it's actually going to someone's computer, and that also worked very well. Greg, do you want to talk about that a little bit, please?
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. I was able to have a complete conversation with the instructors there at Helen Keller. She was on a PC using this NextTalk software, which apparently I'm not very familiar with it myself, but it's very popular in the deaf world, and they really, I was having a conversation completely with her, and it worked flawlessly. I was able to see her messages when she was typing them. I was able to see there was communication. The flashing of the Braille cell still appeared, and I was able to talk back to her, and she got my messages perfectly as well.
Do we see the day when, say, watching TV, someone with a DBC, I'm sure I'm not a techie, can communicate with deafblind people who have DBCs in their homes? Or give a description, or video description, whatever. Anyway, you see that ever happening?
If there's one thing I've learned in this industry, it's that anything is really possible. So I can see down the road, depending on what kind of internet streams are going to be used with TV and things like that, it's a possibility. Anything is possible.
Franklin Johnson, either Dominic, either one of y'all, in a training situation where you have a blind person that's working with the deafblind person using the DBC, can you not turn the speech on and the typing keys on so that as they were typing instead of responding, then you get an audio response from the Empower as they enter the data so that you are able to communicate that way too?
Yeah, Franklin, yep, absolutely. You can elect to turn the Braille display or have the Braille display and the speech, and then you can turn the volume up to whatever you want it to be so that you can get that audio feedback if you are training that deafblind person.
Okay, because I thought I asked a similar question. But in other words, you wouldn't use the cell phone, you'd just be training them, and they turn their speech on with Braille and type, and I'd be able to hear what they wrote. Because I was interested a lot. I know this, the DBC's the deafblind and the sight of the deafblind and the deaf, but that's one way to possibly get in there, especially if you're training someone, I would imagine.
Yeah, I thought that's what you're asking, Bob. That's why I repeated it to get that clarified.
Yeah, Bob, if I was confused, I do apologize. It was the cell phone itself will not communicate audibly to you. You'll get little dings telling you messages have been received, but it won't speak to you what the deafblind person's saying. In regards to Franklin's question, yes, you can turn on the speech on the DBC unit, and then as they type, you'll be able to hear what they're saying to you. And then as Dominic mentioned, we do also have the PC face-to-face option as well for those blind users training deafblind people. So we wanted to definitely keep our options open for any kind of trainer that was available.
Yeah, you are tethered to the person practically. You're very close, and it wouldn't disturb everybody. And I think it's great. It's another way to do it. Any text chat questions, Ron?
Yes, there's a question from Lynn Evans. Is there a video demo on your website of this product?
You know, come to think of it, I don't think we do. Dominic, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a great idea, and I may bring a video camera to my next presentation.
I actually typed a message to Lynn just right now that there is not a video demo of the DBC, but this is a good idea as we've been doing YouTube videos recently of many of the products like the Stream and the Breeze, et cetera, and I think this is a good idea. There is text information and all of the specifications on our website, though, but the video is a good idea to show it in action. Thanks.
Remember, you're doing very well, but we're recording for our transcriber, so it's good that you repeated your comments to Lynn. Good question, good answer. That's great. Yeah, well, I think we need a video just to tell the world. This is great news.
Plus, any way that Dominic can get on TV. I mean, there you go.
Any other questions before he moves on?
I'm just trying to picture in my mind the size of all these things that one has to carry along. Wouldn't it be kind of difficult?
Well, when you think about it, the only things that are required for a face-to-face conversation is the Braille note. And if you carry around a Braille note, you'll have it on your shoulder strap. And then in your pocket, you can have the DB companion phone, which is the size of a standard cell phone. If you want to have the keyboard along, you can choose to do that. But if you're just going out to make a transaction or to the doctor's office or whatever, that's not a necessary requirement. So in regards to a standard conversation, you're just having two pieces, and they're both awfully portable, much more portable than has previously been available. So
you can put the keyboard in your backpack, John, with your lunch or something. But I know what you mean. That was a good question. Very good question. But I just see that. Yeah, the interaction at the doctor or at the store. A deafblind guy has a chance, to communicate. And I think sighted guys are going to love this. They're like everybody else. We all like to talk to each other. And I think it's great. Okay, Greg, if you want, unless there's another question here, if you want to move forward, this is fine.
Another comment that came over the text was Laura asked if suggested that they use www.teachertube.com since YouTube is blocked by many school districts. And Dominic said thanks for that suggestion. Then there's another comment from Kelly Burma. The PC Fact-to-Face is a great option for communications between the deaf-blind person and a blind person, as many terminal programs are quite screen reader-friendly.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for that suggestion about TeacherTube. I think we're going to go on to what is my favorite part to demonstrate of the DVC, and it really gives you that shock and awe factor. A lot of the, when you walk outside, if you're going to go out for the day or you're going to go run some errands or whatever, when I walk outside my door, my cell phone is connected to me. It's just, if I don't have it, I feel naked. It's something that has become such a constant accessory to everybody. And a deafblind person, if you think about it, a cell phone does them virtually no good because they're not able to hear the conversation, they're not able to see any text messages, any of that. And when you think about it, cell phones give you so much security, so much, I mean, it gives you the ability, if you're bored, if you're waiting for the bus or whatever, you're able to waste time and have a conversation with somebody. Just, I mean, if you think about the amount of time that you spend on a cell phone and the freedom and flexibility that it gives you, it's something that the deafblind population really can't take advantage of. What we did is, because this deafblind companion, the DB companion, is, when it's shipped to you, is not a cell phone, essentially. It's a Bluetooth companion so that face-to-face and TTY conversations can occur. But with a SIM card, if you, let's say, it's a GSM phone, so you're dealing with AT&T or T-Mobile. If you get a SIM card from either one of those, if you go to a T-Mobile store or an AT&T store, you can, if you put it on that cell phone, you can, what we did is we turned our DB companions into Go phones. And what I did is I put, you know, X number of dollars of text messages on that SIM card. And what I can do is with the Braille note connected to the DB phone via Bluetooth, if I want to text message Dominic, I can do that from my DBC unit now. From the key chat menu, I can space down to start new conversation. It'll ask me who I want to chat with, and I can choose to select a contact from my contacts list, or I can type in a phone number at that point. And when I type in a phone number, it'll ask me, is this going to be a TTY or an SMS conversation? And at that point, I can send a text message from my DBC unit. It will send out through the SIM card of the cell phone, and Dominic can receive that text message on his cell phone. So, for instance, take for example, let's say I'm waiting for my bus or I had a cab coming. Let's say the cab never showed up. What would you do normally? You'd call somebody and say, hey, I'm stranded. Can you come pick me up? Or something like that. And a deafblind person now can have that communication. They can text anybody with a cell phone and say, hey, I'm stranded. As soon as Dominic receives my message, he can text me back. And as soon as that cell phone SIM card receives that message, I will get a notification on my Braille display that says message from Dominic. Yes, I can come pick you up. Something along those lines. It's such a simple thing when you think about it, but I seeing it in action and seeing the reaction by deafblind people, it's incredible that this is now available to them.
So you have the SIM card. You send Dominic the message. He doesn't need a SIM card, or does he need any special... I mean, I really am not a techie here. Does he need anything? If you call me, I don't know what I have. I think I do have one, but could I just text you back and you would get it?
Absolutely. The beauty of this is that I can text any cell phone that is texting enabled, which virtually all of them are now, and it doesn't matter whether you have a SIM card, whether you're on Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, whatever. As long as you can receive texts, I can text you using the SIM card that's inside my DB companion. You can receive that text and text me back, and we can have a text message conversation.
Okay, another couple comments. There was a question again about the keyboard, whether it was foldable or not, and Dominic answered no, but it is the same size as the Braille note and a good typing keyboard. Okay, Lynn Evans then replied, I get my freedom and flexibility from my stream. And Dominic answered, you can actually use many USB keyboards, including those that roll up, so I would guess that it's a folding USB would work fine. And Kelly replied, that's kind of compatibility is a good thing.
But a person, a deafblind person, so we hope down the road, could call the police department right in his town, There might be have to be, because he'd have to get a cell phone there, but, you know, little education, they could call him back. The access, paratransit, I'm not going to list them all. So I was at a restaurant the other day, and a blind guy with his, I don't know what it was, an NFB cell phone, you know, the whole thing cost $2,000, but he called the bus schedule. He said, my bus will be here in 30 minutes. Says, how do you know? Did you memorize it? No, I called, and it texted back to me. And that's what we want for the deafblind. I think this is so great.
Yeah, it's incredible. You can, let's say you want an answer, something really quick. I'll give you a real life situation. I do a lot of traveling around the around the country, and occasionally I'll be away from an internet connection. I want to find out if my flight's on time. I don't want to go through that, you know, 7,000 menus that you have to go through to find out if your flight's on time if you call the number. So what I can do is I can text message Google, and I can text message them my flight number. A real life situation that now is available to the deafblind or to the deafblind population now. They can actually text message Google, ask a question, put in their flight number, and it'll say yes, it's on time, or no, it's not. And that's just a small example. As you said, you can text message. I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think you can text message now emergency contacts, and they'll be able to text you back or call you back.
Okay, let's move forward. We've got to be near the price, because I want to hear this for our charitable organization. We've just got to give a grant to some deafblind person to help them.
One other comment came in is from Kelly. In the case of calling the police department, are there not TTY devices installed there that one could call with a cell phone?
I'm sure that 911 or something like that has a TTY capability, but what we're talking about right now is if you're not in your home and you're outside, you're not familiar if you can text message a TTY contact or not, but we're just talking about straight up SMS conversations right now. And I'll turn it over to Dominic for the pricing.
Are we at that point already? I just wanted to say, too, I think when we've had these emergencies on campus, conveying messages to a large group of people via text messaging has been a very effective way to communicate. And we certainly saw it in the last presidential election with our candidate and now 44th President Barack Obama. They did an amazing media and communication through text messaging. So it's a very, very powerful tool. I remember meeting a woman in Louisiana who said she could track down her son anywhere he was at any time. So I'm sure his son will enjoy the communication from mom through her DVC. But because it's based on the existing Braille note, if there are a number of deafblind people in our community that currently use the Braille note, and we offer an upgrade kit. The kit includes the DVC companion phone with the software installed. It includes the keyboard, the tether, the strap. We've done the documentation in Braille and also in print. So as Greg might have said, it's available in the 18 cell. Let me back up. I'm sorry. The kit is available as an add-on then to the existing Braille note, and the price on that is $2,495. We provide all the pairing numbers and an installation guide. I actually had someone tell me that the installation of the DVC was easier than installing a Keysoft upgrade because we include the SD card with the software on it too. So we tried to make it as straightforward as possible. If you don't have a Braille note, then you can get the entire package, Braille Note Empower DVC with either an 18-cell Braille display or a 32-cell display with the Braille keyboard or the QWERTY keyboard, and it also includes all of the accessories. So in addition to working with our regular markets such as education and rehab, we're working closely with many of the TEDPA organizations, which stands for Telecommunications Equipment Distribution Program or Project Agency, something like that. And they're the organizations that many states have been providing TTY and phone application systems to people within their state. Many times an individual will pay, if you have a landline going into your home, a rate, and it will vary from state to state anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar for each line that you come in, monthly surcharge that helps pay for TTY devices. And so it's a very exciting time, as Greg said. There are many people that have telebrails that have started to fail, the Braille phone, which is no longer available, and communication has been crucial. We've had people ask us about new and more interesting technologies, but I think this is the very first step in getting things going, and if it's successful, then it will just continue to evolve into even more modern technology. So at this point, Greg and I are happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
I want to be real clear. I love the price, the upgrade for the first one, because I know a friend who has a Braille note. They can get that through their agency or buy one. But if you buy both, then is it the price of the Empower Plus, the $2,500 above it, just so we all know, for the package?
For reminding me, Bob, I forgot about that. Again, the upgrade price is $2,495. And then on the 32-cell Braille Note DBC, it's $7,995. And the 18-cell is $6,195. Now, and so you're adding about, what I think, $2,500 or so to the price of the existing Braille Note. It seems like a lot of money, and of course it is. There's a lot of development that went into this, and the phone is not a low-cost phone, unfortunately, because of the screen and the keyboard. But I do want to say that I learned, this before my time, that the price of the Telebraille, I believe, back in 1972 is $7,500. So we're still dealing with expensive Braille technology, and wanted to make sure that we had all the support material with the product as well.
Oh, thank you. Any other questions as we move to a conclusion here?
Hi, Lillian from Philadelphia. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the price. I had to leave the room for a minute. So could you please tell me how much the item is?
Yeah, hi, Lillian. An upgrade kit is $24.95. The 18-cell new unit is $61.95. And a brand new 32 cell unit would be $79.95.
Okay, thank you. I guess this is, you're talking like thousands, right? Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And as Dominic had mentioned, it is expensive. It's very expensive Braille technology, but when you look at it in comparison to what the cost was, you know, 20, 30 years ago, as he said, the Telebraille went for about $7,500, and here in 2009 we're selling ours for $7,900. So if you take inflation and such, whatever, that's the comparison that we've been going off of as much as we can. So something else I wanted to touch on real quick, since we're running low on time, is as I said before, you can change the device into advanced mode. So for those users who have been KeySoft users in the past and do want the complete flexibility of using KeySoft and the Braille Notes functionality, you will be able to enable using an unlocking feature in the DBC. You'll be able to unlock all of the KeySoft features. So not only will you have the DBC functionality of texting and TTY and face-to-face, but you'll also have the email, the internet, word processing, all of those features as well, along with the newly featured key chat as well. So when you are dealing with the functionality of the new the unlocked Braille Note, you also get some added features as well. When you check, let's say you set an alarm, for instance, and you're using the planner. Now, when in conjunction with the DB companion phone, if the alarm is sounding, it's not going to do a deafblind person very much good. So what we did is we had the DB companion phone. If you're within 30 feet of the Braille Note, when the alarm goes off, it's going to vibrate for you to tell you that there's an alarm and you're missing an appointment. So just another one of the small things that is often overlooked when you're dealing with a deafblind individual.
Always 30 feet near my Braille Note, so that's a given. You take it everywhere. Okay, any other final questions here? That's just great. Either we'll do first the microphone, and then we'll see if there's any written comment. Are there any microphone questions, please? Hearing none, are there any text screen questions, please?
Kelly asks, when using advanced mode, is it possible to save the text of face-to-face TTY, and SMS conversations in a file that can be later accessed by the word processor?
As I said before, it's the first go-around, and as of right now, we are dealing with the ability to just save your conversations and open them up in the DBC operating mode. So as of right now, we're dealing strictly with just reviewing a conversation.
Well, Kelly and Lynn, you guys are two of the stars that asked some great questions here, and that's I learned so much. On behalf of Accessible World, I want to say first that what a bold venture here on behalf of HumanWare. I say sometimes the deafblind are the forgotten minority. You know, we know about them. We have deafblind friends. You get the teletouch or something. I didn't hear about the telebraille. That shows you where I've been. And you say, okay, gee, that's nice. But this can open the world to a deafblind person. This is a giant stride, and I personally, and Accessible World, commends HumanWare for what it's doing. It's really, you're ahead of everybody, as usual. And I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. And, of course, I don't know if you know, but Pat Price was deafblind through a great part of her life. And so she was very sensitive to the needs of the deafblind. And this is, I think, important kind of that we're talking about this right now. And that's why we went on with this program, because she really did everything to get this together and just constantly said, we've got to do more for the deafblind. So thank you guys so much for being here.
It is our pleasure. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you very much, Bob, for the invitation to present the DBC. And Greg, thank you for doing a great job. There was one other question I'll read by Kelly. I'm also assuming that in advanced mode, you could use your contact list to make TTY and MS calls. Is this the case? And I've responded in the text box. Yes, there is also an address list that is the same as the Braille note, so you can use the contact list to make calls, TTY or SMS. So thank you again. I think we had a really nice turnout, and thank you everyone for joining us.
I wanted to add that whenever HumanWare comes, we have 200-300 seats used. This shows that we need more educating too, because we all have deafblind friends. And I thank those who came, spread the word, it's just great. And we're really glad you guys could be here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think as much as we try, I think you know the word has gotten out, because Pat Price had so many friends that we lost Pat Price last night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Accessible World will be sending out very shortly an official statement. We wanted to hesitate because we knew that you would find out. The blind grapevine is incredible, no matter what you do. But we didn't want to put a damper on this show, because this was very dear to Pat's heart. And I could hear her saying, when I thought, should we cancel it? And I heard Pat say, no, you go forward. You do not cancel it. And so she was a terrific lady. We're going to have a memorial next Monday here in Tech Talk. We'll probably need 500 seats, so I'll alert Jim and the staff. And we're going to have some of the leaders of who knew Pat, but everyone will have a chance to comment. I want to make that clear. But there are certain people, like George Byes, the CEO of Talking Communities, and others, and other people who knew Pat, and she knew so many, who want to speak. But we will all speak. Pat suffered scoliosis of the spine. She suffered the great pain, but Talking Communities on the computer and the work she did extended her life. It saved her life. She had the world at her fingertips and loved every minute of it, and loved you guys. And I will say more next week, but that's the story. We'll send out. We were going to have the memorial next Monday night. We're canceling our February 9th when we're moving it to the 16th. I'll let the gentleman know about that. But I want to talk to you first. That'll be next Monday night right here in the Tech Talk room, and we will have a memorial. And I want to tell you, Pat told me, I don't like memorials. I said, be quiet. If you go first, we're going to have one. And see, I'm sure she's chuckling. We're upstairs there. So I'll let up here. My heart is broken. Accessible World will go forward. Her legacy will be remembered and carried on for a long, long time.